Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you this morning from the radio studios located in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce building at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, today I'm very, very pleased to be joined by a first-time guest, Mr. Scott Polson, who serves as the Vice President for Enrollment, Marketing and University Relations, and Student Services at the University of South Dakota in Vermilion. Scott, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Good morning. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today.
Hey, and we're deeply appreciative of your flexibility. I know that this isn't always easy to schedule, so I do owe you one, and I won't forget that.
I won't either.
But hey, it's a big day today. There's a lot going on. Today is Saturday in the Park Saturday. Grandview Park will probably welcome somewhere in the neighborhood of 25,000-30,000 visitors. Enjoy the band shell, the all-day free performances. Folks, remember, they'd like you to take a shuttle bus from the Tyson Event Center parking lot. No pets, no coolers. Please support the vendors who sponsor and support and sustain this event. They're the ones that make it free for everyone. And of course, the night will culminate with the main act of Earth, Wind, and Fire, followed by fireworks sponsored by your friends right here at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And Scott, we should have a terrific day. And I know an awful lot of people have been looking forward to this concert for a long time. That said, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about the University of South Dakota, the programs, the athletics, the academics that are available at this fine institution. But before we get there, as we do each Saturday morning, we'd like to introduce you to our radio listening audience. And we usually begin with a question about where you grew up.
Yeah, it's great, Chris. Thank you. I grew up in a town that is familiar to a lot of folks in Iowa, which is Grinnell, Iowa. So a town about 10,000. And my mom went to high school in Grinnell. My grandparents on my mother's side grew up there as well. And so it's a place that still my sister, brother-in-law, niece, and nephew all live there as well, too. So a town that's near and dear to me. And as we talk a little bit more this morning, you'll hear more about how that impacted my life as well.
Well, and let's start right here because we're going to spend the second half of the program talking about academics, athletics, and the arts. But Grinnell is known for those things. They have a fine college institution of their own right there.
Correct, yeah. And that really played an influence on me. I will tell you, though, that my family was the townies in that mix. So my family's not academics. My father owned a small insurance company there. Was a partner in an insurance company. My mom was a church administrator. Then went on to work at optometries, which was one of my buddies' dad. So for us in that town, I appreciated what that college brought to the town, because without Grinnell College, Grinnell is a very different place. It doesn't mean that it doesn't have industries like it used to be Geldwind Windows and Doors and Doorcraft Window. It has plenty of different manufacturing and different industries, and even Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance. But the college brought, for me at least as a child, the opportunity to grow up and see, which was Division III, but college football. So one of my buddy's dads was the head coach. And so we'd go over there, and there might have been maybe 50 fans there. But I loved it on Saturdays. That's what I would do, is ride my bike over there, go watch that. And then the arts and some of the different things that came to Grinnell because of the type of institution the college was, kind of open your eyes as to a little different view on the world. And growing up in small town Iowa, that was impactful to me. And so I really liked the idea of growing up as a child with a college around us. There was a lot of our family friends were professors. So I don't know German, but that was one of our best friends. He was the professor. And so, you know, the opportunity to just listen to him, whether it was dinner parties or that sort of thing, was just fascinating to me. So it definitely impacted me.
So first things first, let's not take too deep a dig at D3 athletics, because yeah. I'm a former D3 athlete myself.
And I am too.
Oh, so we're going to get to that. Yes. So as we like to say, the only true student athletes, because D3 doesn't get scholarships, they're not eligible for athletic scholarships. But I want to dig a little deeper. This really exposed you to an institution with a very high level focus on academia.
And that is true. And that I probably shouldn't go too in depth, because I am not a in-depth academic per se. But there are a lot of bright people there.
It's now, a fine institution.
Yeah, it's a very
good institution.
And it's
known to be very selective in their students, very difficult. To get accepted to Grinnell.
And I think this stat still holds true. About 20% of their incoming class is from Iowa. So the other thing that it did is it exposed us in small towns to people from different areas of Iowa, different areas around the state and in our local region. So that, to me, the thing about having a college in a small town with that is you start to appreciate the fact that even if you grew up there, like I mentioned, my mom did, my grandparents did, like, there are other people that you need to pay attention to, and they help impact and shape your community, sometimes for better. Sometimes there are opportunities for improvement with the kind of the views and mindset. So for me, it just shaped my thinking that you have to understand a lot of different aspects of life. And I think that's what, and we'll talk about later, that's what college should always do. It should present you with the opportunity to grow as an individual. And Grinnell certainly influenced me as a child.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Scott Polson, who serves as the Vice President for Enrollment, Marketing, and University Relations and Student Services at the University of South Dakota in Vermilion. And Scott, what kind of activities were you involved with in high school in Grinnell?
Yeah, so I had a pretty diverse in terms of interest level, but I also had... I was pretty heavily focused on sports. I played football, basketball, baseball. I did a little bit of track, but I decided I wasn't that fast, so I went the tennis route, which was great. And in a small town, you can have those opportunities, which I definitely took advantage of. I also, in high school, was influenced by Boys State. I was a Boys Stater, so that was important to me as I kind of grew up and became part of kind of who I am as an individual. My sister was more in the choir and the arts, and my mom was as well in the community theater and community arts. So that definitely had an influence on me. I think, though, I just lacked a lot of talent in that area. So I guess at an early age, I realized what my strengths and weaknesses were. So that was a little bit about who I was as a kid and what things I was involved in.
And that rich experience with athletics and things like American Legion Boys State, which is an exceptional program, the Girls State program as well. How did that shape your college decision, and where did you decide to matriculate?
Yeah, that Grinnell College began the opportunity for or exposed me to a small private liberal arts institution. And so I saw a lot of schools like Coe College or Ripon or Cornell and all these schools coming to play. And so I started thinking about this at a long time ago, and I ended up going to Coe College, partly because I knew I might have the opportunity to play football is what I did. But also because I knew it was in a little bigger city, not a little bigger.
Mount Vernon, correct?
That one's in Cedar Rapids.
Excuse me, Cedar Rapids. Cornell is Mount Vernon, my bad.
And so for me, it brought that sort of mix of a bigger city exposure for a small town kid, but also in the bubble of a small liberal arts school, and I could play sports. I also was big into business. I knew at a younger age, I kind of liked the politics side of things, but I wasn't sure what career that would be. I didn't really want to be a politician. So for me, Boys State kind of showed me how local government and government works, which I was appreciative of, although there wasn't air conditioning at Camp Dodge back in the day. So that is a vivid memory for me of a long week of summer hotness. But those things sort of influenced my reason why college was important to me. My parents were not individuals, as I mentioned before, that were academics. So for them, it was more about, hey, you know, not everybody goes to college, but, you know, why do you want to go? And so I kind of had to demonstrate to them that was something I wanted to do. Now, I need to make sure I give credit to my sister as well. She went to Luther College, and she was 4 years older than me, and she was...
I'm going to see if I can get this one right. Decorah?
Yep, got that
okay,
one.
Okay, I got
right.
that
yep,
one
yep,
right.
Yep, yep. So a little Iowa trivia here with colleges as we go through small private liberal arts schools. So that was... She I didn't want to go where my sister went, so I was trying to look for something that was kind of similar. And my aunt and uncle lived in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So for me, I had family there. I could do laundry, maybe get a Sunday popcorn or pizza out of them too. So.
And you played football.
And I did play football. Yeah,
what did you play?
Which is, for those that are on the radio might think, well, he must be kind of a bigger guy. If you were here in person, you would
I'm guessing
this.
You're a defensive back.
I was close to that. If I was fast enough, I would have done that, but I was a receiver. But you would okay. call those a possession receiver. I was certainly not the speedster out there. So, and I didn't play. I played like one game. My freshman year and I didn't start until I was a senior. So that also instilled in me a lot of life lessons that teamwork, being involved in something matters. It certainly helped my academic work and my school work too. First off, you quickly realize that Division III for most of us that you won't end up being in the NFL, specifically in football, although
unless you're Freddie Jackson,
and that's where I was going to go next. Yeah. Unless you have a Sioux City connection down the road with the Bandits, right? Where Freddie came here, and he was from Fort Worth, Texas, was a twin. He had a twin brother as well. And what a great guy to kind of grow up around and see, again, that kind of exposure of like, well, this guy isn't going to be good enough to make it to the NFL. And he worked his way, just like a lot of D3 athletes do, through kind of different channels, and had a great successful career with the Bills. But some of that is also a connection with the small private liberal arts of College of Co, where that's where Marv Levy went as well. And so Marv had a good connection with Co, and we knew who Marv was. But he still picked the best talent, as you can tell, to come and be with the Bills. So Co, you know, really did define me in a lot of ways. Sports has always defined me. But I think the value of Division III, to your point, Chris, is that you are the true student athlete. And obviously there's a lot of things going on in the NCAA these days about what's paid for,
NIL.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And so to me, growing up and being around Division III, it's like, what, you know, I'm doing this because I want to do this. Now, maybe if I would have been better, I would have, you know, had a different view on things.
So obviously you majored in football, but what did you study?
Yep, great question. Yep. So my undergraduate was in business and econ. And so I got a little bit of that political science came in on the econ side of things. I thought I wanted to be an investment banker. This was back, I graduated in 2002. In Cedar Rapids, there was a company called Aegon USA, which is an international business. And my uncle's neighbor was in their investment area, their pricing area. And so I kind of started to get interested in business throughout my time in Cedar Rapids, mostly because it was a bigger community where I thought that's where you went to work. I thought you went to corporate America when you were done. As it turns out, those opportunities changed as I kind of went along in life.
Yeah. Hey, tell me a little bit about your family before we go to commercial.
Yeah, sure. So my family that I grew up with in Iowa, that's still there. I have a sister that's 4 years older than me, a niece and a nephew that one of them, now he's at Luther College too, which shows you that kind of lineage there. And then I have a niece that's in high school at Grinnell. But the family that is closest and nearest, dearest to my heart is my wife, Amy, who's the principal at St. Agnes Catholic School in Vermilion. And then I have three children, which I probably will mess up what grade or age. I will definitely mess up their age. So one's going into sixth grade, which is Olivia. I have a fourth grader, Will, and then a second grader, Henry, that I like to call Henry Noodles. So that's my family.
Well, very good. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest today is Scott Polson, who serves as the Vice President for Enrollment, Marketing, and University Relations, as well as Student Services at the University of South Dakota in Vermilion. We'll be back with Scott after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. If you're with us for the first half of the program, you know that our guest today is Scott Polson of the University of South Dakota. And Scott, we kind of talked about growing up in Grinnell, Iowa, and being around academia all your life. Shout out to your wife and your three lovely children. Tell us, what was the first job for you out of college, and how did it lead to the University of South Dakota?
Yeah, so I started in, I spoke about earlier today, this morning, about being in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Aegon USA, and I just started there in the pricing division. But I quickly realized that while I loved business, there was the meaning of kind of pricing assets in California and different things and working on spreadsheets wasn't really kind of my jam. And so the college president said, hey, have you ever thought about being in admissions? And I was like, no. So prior to that, I painted residence halls in the summertime just to make some extra money. So I got to know different people at the college. And so I said, you know what, I don't know, sure, I'll give this a shot. So what I learned quickly as the admissions counselor job, which was going out for co-college and recruiting, in fact, my first ever hotel visit was actually here in Sioux City across at Cahill's next to there. At the time, I forget the name of what the hotel was.
Marina Inn.
Yeah, the Marina Inn.
Now known as the Marriott Riverfront, yeah, but
so
the Cahill's restaurant.
So okay. I got exposed to what is North Sioux City, South Sioux City. Anyways, so what I liked about the admissions world quickly is it combines sales with, in my opinion, something that can change somebody's life, which is an education. And again, growing up in Grinnell, Iowa, that kind of hit home pretty quickly. And I just liked the lifestyle of being at a college and really kind of working around a lot of different people in a shared governance is what we call model. So long story short, after that, I went to Creighton University in Omaha, and I was there as an assistant director for a year and a half. I also got my MBA there at the time, which was great. So working for Creighton allowed me to get an MBA for free, except for the fees and the books, which was awesome.
Tremendous value.
Yes, I loved my experience at Creighton. Definitely impacted me in a lot of different ways in life. After that, I went into the consulting world. So I worked for a company back in Iowa City, Iowa, that was a spinoff of ACT called Noel Levitz, that then got bought out by Ruffalo Cody in Cedar Rapids, and now is called RNL, Ruffalo Noel Levitz. And it's a higher ed consulting firm. So I did that for a while. And then my old boss and mentor at Creighton University, she was in a taxi back in the day in Chicago. And she said, "Hey, I'm with this guy. There's an opening at the University of South Dakota." And I said, "Where?" And so she said, "I think it'd be great. You need to get out of consulting. You need to get back into the groundwork of what it takes to, you know, run an on-campus admissions office." And I was lucky. I was, 30 years old, pretty green, still trying to figure it out. And USD really fit me well right away. So I started that in, 2010, I think it was. Spent a couple of years there. Decided I wanted more what's called financial aid leveraging experience. And so left and went back to that consulting firm. And then after we had our second child, I got a call back to be now the vice president and really oversee the enrollment. So I was excited to come back.
Well, and it's nice to have you back at Vermilion, a great community to raise a family. And I want to talk about the relationship between two great communities, because Vermilion is not really considered part of Siouxland or the Siouxland Metro, although you're only about 40 minutes away. But let's talk about how important that relationship is and what we can do to further the relationship and expose more of the people from Sioux City and let's call it the Sioux City Metro to everything that's going on in Vermilion, D1 athletics, academics, the arts, an awful lot to take advantage of.
Absolutely, Chris. And that's one of the things with my background is thinking about, you know, when I got to USD, I thought to myself, how is USD not better well known for in the state of Iowa? I don't understand that. And a lot of it goes to the Division I sports. We were just moving in 2009, 2010 to be Division I. We were D2 back in the day. And so that started to make a difference. And for me, growing up in Grinnell, the UNI or Northern Iowa connection was, well, USD has a law school and a medical school. And that's not something that Northern Iowa had. So I was like, why wouldn't more people know about it? And of course, it's because the state, you know, the name of the institution has a state in it. But being so close to Sioux City became a priority for us. In fact, one of the first things that I did as a vice president is work with the South Dakota Board of Regents on getting the in-state rate for both Iowa and Nebraska, because I felt that 20 miles or 20 minutes doesn't deserve to pay more.
Yeah, that reciprocity is huge.
And so for us, that makes any student, and now we've expanded that to be other states like Montana, North Dakota, because we just kind of realized that price is a big deal right now. We can offer a value that I think the Siouxland folks can appreciate, and given just kind of the size of our institution and the distance, it has become more and more important to us.
And that's a great value. And I believe that applies, of course, to South Dakotans, but now Iowans.
Correct.
And what's the status of Nebraska today?
And Nebraska is on that as well. Yep. And so the other piece of that is we just implemented this past year as well, expanding that to graduate school. So if you come to the University of South Dakota from what we call the South Dakota Advantage States, or Nebraska and Iowa specifically, those students can go to graduate school as well for the in-state rate. That doesn't include things like the medical school, occupational therapy, physical therapy, kind of high demand areas in law school, because they're just in high demand. So we don't have that ability. But the rest of our graduate programs, like MBAs or masters in like data analytics or things like that, are definitely opportunities for students. So for us, that this proximity, you know, the fact that we're a flagship institution that has these sort of abilities for students. And for us, I think the only limiting factor is, as we talk about Division III sports that I went through, is for the high school student that wants to play sports, that's where we get limited. I mean, you are coming to the University of South Dakota if you're not an athlete, because you're an academic. And our job is to train you to accomplish a career. And we're definitely focused on workforce. But we're also focused on those that want to go to graduate school, and we have a reputation for both of those things. And if you think about, or if you know about, which you wouldn't, but I'm going to tell you about it, in Sioux City, we have about 200 students that come to us in this kind of region. About 10% of those are actually Child of alums, but they're mostly focused in business, nursing, and kinesiology and sports management, along with psychology. So those types of majors are also individuals that might want to come home someday. And so coming back to the Siouxland, being part of the chamber, making sure we're connecting with businesses here is part of the strategic plan as we go forward with USD to build on that connection.
And of course, we want to be part of that strategic plan and help build that relationship on the I-29 corridor. We're too close not to take advantage of one another. And that extends well beyond enrollment and the academics and the arts, but the D1 athletics that you talked about as well.
Right. We need to figure out some new and creative ways to partner with the Siouxland area on getting more folks to come to Vermilion for games because of the atmosphere of Division I. But also, maybe there's unique ways we can do some things right here in Sioux City with our Division I athletics and maybe bring, you know, some different competition from different areas that might be intriguing for folks. Kind of what like Sioux Falls has done with the Premier Center and trying to get some big names in.
And there's some world-class athletes in Vermilion as well. I think of Olympic bronze medalist,
yep.
Derek Miles,
yep.
Who is your track and field coach.
Yeah, it's a crazy story from California, but we're the, you know, pole vaulting capital of the world, it feels like.
And I think it doesn't feel great. You are.
Yeah.
It's incredible what Derek Miles has done with pole vaulters. I think that extends to lots of programs. Your football team is fun to watch. Men's basketball, women's basketball had a great season.
Yeah, I went to Sweet 16 2 years ago, and you know it was just a great season and totally changed the type of institution and who we're perceived to be, which is great.
Well, Scott, in the final 45 seconds we have, what's your message for Siouxlanders about what you have to offer in Vermilion?
Yeah, I think, you know, I say this a lot. Just give us a chance. I think you need to come and visit, experience Vermilion. I realize it's a smaller town than Sioux City, but the institution will grow on you. It's a flagship institution with a medical school and a law school, and we're excited about the future and where we're going and just the beauty of the campus that we have.
Well, you have a lot to be proud of at the University of South Dakota, and we're proud to have them in our backyard, just a few short miles up Interstate 29, and we look forward to forging a stronger alliance between Vermilion and Siouxland proper. We wish you continued success, and fall is going to be here before we know it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Our guest has been Scott Polson, Vice President for Enrollment, Marketing, and University Relations and Student Services at the University of South Dakota. Make it a great weekend.